Hi there.
Oh, hey. Who are you?
MZ.
Aren't you the owner of this station?
Yeah. You know what, Dave? You believe this?
What?
You believe this? I need to go into the... they're a new business. I'm retiring from the radio broadcasting business and going into the rainmaking business. All I need to do is announce all week long that we're going to have a blowout sale, and that ensures rain for the whole weekend, 24 hours a day, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, maybe because it's raining, it could be better for the sale rather than worse for the sale.
We've already had several calls asking about the sale.
Yeah, the sale is on. The sale is, it's more on than ever, for God's sakes. I mean, and this could be better because there's nothing else to do in the rain. You can't go out and frolic on the beach. So you might as well come down here to the sale and save a bunch of money and take care of your health at the same time.
That sounds good.
You know, and if it's rain, you know, if it's, you could just sit in your car and listen to the Saturday special until it's your turn.
And listen
to go
the
into
rain.
The garage and interact with Ginny and the gang there.
That sounds good.
All right. Yeah, this woke up and it's raining. And you and the weather report says it might thunder.
Possibility of thunder, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind that because, you know, what it does is it if it thunders, it you know, there's usually lightning that goes with thunder, right? In fact, there's
That's
always
cool.
lightning
That's
that
cool.
goes with thunder. And when there's lightning, it freshens the air, so to speak. You
right.
know, it filters it and you get that nice, you know, what do you call it? Ozone,
right,
ozone smell.
Right.
It just makes you feel like the Earth's air has been cleansed. Let's just open the radio show like we normally should.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know.
I don't know about you, but I had a really cool, fun week. You know, a lot of interesting things happened that are, you know, out of the ordinary. No particular guest today. Going to be one of those open mic programs. The last time I was here, we had a really substantive Saturday special about cell sites. Want to thank, I guess it was Vernon who did the Saturday special last week, right? It was great.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
All right, because we don't know whether... We don't know what's going to happen during this Saturday special. We don't know whether to use the special fanfare music, this. Or this. You know, the crossfire music. We use the crossfire music for... You know, people clawing each other's eyes out,
right,
you know,
right.
on some controversial
right.
topic. Or we use the Saturday, the fanfare music for some special, you know, guest. I like entrepreneurs. I love to tell entrepreneurial success stories on the Saturday special. Once in a while we do that. But since we don't know what's going to happen, I guess we can just play both. See, they're both playing now, right? I get off on really unusual things. I was driving through Santa Cruz the other day in the vicinity of Water Street and Brancaforte Drive, you know, right, and there was a restaurant, where Adolph's used to be. You know, Adolph's used to be, it's a Chinese buffet restaurant now. And man, I was feeling so bad that Adolph's is gone. I mean, not that the Chinese food there is okay. I mean, it's nothing. So it wasn't special like the Italian French fried raviolis and the minestrone and the Italian dressing for the lettuce, for the salads that Adolph's used to have that was to die for. And I was thinking, oh my God, why did the place like that close? It was very, very successful. If it lost its lease or something, why didn't it reopen someplace else? And I was just thinking that as I drove by there. And last evening, I was on my way to the Gold's Gym to exercise. I've turned over a new leaf. I've decided that I'm going to, you know, get the endorphins and the sweat going from the brow and all that.
Right, right.
You know, and that's really important, because if you sit around and wallow in stress all day long, you know, without getting a bunch of exercise, and you can get exercise. You don't have to join a gym. You can you know, run and
take
jog.
Take the stairs instead of the elevator.
Exactly.
All kinds
you can
of stuff.
Do all that kind of stuff. But there's a reason that there are so many gyms, and that they're, because it's the social factor, right? I mean, you
right.
meet people and... And you work out on all kinds of muscles with these machines and stuff. And that particular place, Gold's Gym, has in Watsonville, has a Olympic-size swimming pool that is indoor and nice and warm, and a big spa right indoor. And, you know, it can be raining and pouring outside, and there's nothing like that in any health club facility around. So that's why I joined the place. I was on my way there. I get a telephone call on my cell phone from Dave Allen. He's all upset about something, and so
Dave Allen upset about something.
Yeah, he was all upset about something. I don't know what it was, but I said, "Calm down, Dave. It's, you know, it's not all that terrible." And he wanted to know where I was. I said I was on Green Valley Road, about pulling up to the health club, and he said, "Oh, you're there? There's a great place where you need to go, man. Great place to eat. You know, in fact, they have the chef and the manager of the old Adolphs. Remember that?" I said, "You're kidding me. This can't be true."
Really?
I mean, it was only a couple. It was like the night before that I was wistfully thinking about Adolph's and their special steak,
right?
You know, and their wonderful salad dressing with a big chunks of tomatoes in it that are real tangy and makes you hurt along the side of your neck, you know, when you eat something like.
Right.
Oh man, it's just heavenly. And so he tells me that the chef. Wait a minute. He tells me that the chef and the manager. From Adolph's are at this restaurant in Watsonville, and it's called the California Grill. It's right at the corner of Freedom Boulevard and Airport Road.
Right, right.
You know, in that shopping center, you know, that has Straw Hat Pizza and
Safeway. Safeway's there now.
Yeah, and this is right on the corner. You can't miss it. So I went in there. I went in there because I was so excited after I worked out. Because I had to work up, you know. It was too late to eat. I just went there to see if it was true. And the place, the kitchen had closed. And it turned out that when I was sitting there at the entrance looking quietly, reading the menu, it looked very much like Adolph's menu. He didn't say that or anything. And this very friendly lady comes out and says, "Oh, hi, I know you." And I looked up, and it was Neely Tarabi. A lady I know who with her husband Paul used to own the Little Caesars pizza franchises,
right, right.
Here, you know, in Santa Cruz County, and for all I know still did. But you know, when I asked, she said, no, we sold those a few years ago and bought this place. And I said, "Is it true? Is it true that you have the Adolph?" "Absolutely." Oh my God! I mean, it was so wonderful. I mean, I felt like I was. It was such a euphoric sensation to know that I can have
it's
that.
It's hard to find
food
good
again.
Food. I mean, and to find a place where they cook food just the way you like it. It's hard to find that.
Yeah, where that just doesn't taste like. I mean, that's really home cooking stuff. Now, Neely said the kitchen was closed, but she would be if I wanted a salad or something. I said the salad would be the best thing in the world right now, because it was so late. It was like nine. It was 9 o'clock, and I said, "Do you have the salad that had those chunks of tomatoes in it that are real tangy and everything?" She said, "Absolutely." So she made me a salad. She had someone brought me out a salad, and it was as good as the Adolph's salads used to be, or better. I mean, Dave, thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I discovered that place by accident a couple weeks ago. Now, by the way, it's not Wattsville, it's Freedom.
Oh, it is Freedom. Okay,
you
yeah.
and I and Corleans are making a mistake. Well, can I increase that? That's what's handy, you know, Wattsville. You have a California Grill. No, we show no listing. It's right on the freaking corner. Downtown. Go to Freedom. Oh, there it is. I make the mistake all the time. Everybody does. But like you say, it's the Green Valley Road and Freedom Boulevard. Actually, for a few years, it was called the California Waffle.
Yeah.
California Waffles Restaurant. Some noise like they folded up.
Yeah.
But I met a waitress. Well, I ran to a waitress at another place. Ain't gonna say about 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago, and she said, "Hold on." She said, "Oh, actually, I'm just filling in for a friend, but I usually work at this other place." One place, California goes out of that place. Sucked. Oh no, it's really good. River Old Dano. She goes, "Yeah." I goes, "Same cook and manager." Are you kidding me? So I went down there a couple days later. Sure enough. Same, I got the their salad with that dressing, and a turkey. They have a turkey sandwich on a focaccia bread. It's really good, stacked with fresh roast turkey, about an inch thick. They got a slice of Swiss and avocado or something, and with a big thick cut fish and chip style cut fries. Same way Ado's always had it. But, oh man, it's like deja vu, but in a nicer and newer setting.
Yeah,
oh, Dino's always was kind of dinky.
Listen,
I
wouldn't care if it was a rat hole. You know,
I know you know.
Because the food is so damn good.
Well, you know.
Really?
Like I tell people, all adults, when you get to be middle age, good food like that is kind of like oral sex.
Sort of like what?
Oral sex.
Now, Dave, this is the Saturday special. We're not.
Hey, well,
we don't talk about that kind of
Dr.
thing.
Dr. Wong's on there. Dr. Dina Dull used to be there.
Did you call him Dr. Dina Dull?
Of Dull, yeah.
Oh.
Anyways, well, you know, we're all grown ups over, but it's good, tasty stuff. Yeah, it's nice, though, there's something around here. Usually people around here get tired of going all the way up to Wattsville or Capitola.
Dave.
All the way up to Santa Cruz.
Dave, you're absolutely right. And there aren't places that have. There aren't enough places that have really superior food or really something special.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to wish out loud, and maybe somebody knows where three-way chili went. Now, my favorite place from the time I was like 10 years old, you know, my father, it was his favorite place too. He would walk around the corner from his optometry office down on the Pacific Garden Mall over to Water Street and River Street, corner of Water and River. It's a Manoff's Rancho Burger, right? And they had three-way chili there.
That's right.
Which was an oblong plate that had spaghetti that wasn't mushy spaghetti, you know, just al dente, perfect al dente spaghetti.
I remember that.
And they put this on the plate. Then they ladle a delicious bunch of bean-free, you know, beanless but very meaty chili over the top of the spaghetti. And then he would reach down into the refrigerator and pull out a pan full of scrumptious cheddar cheese. Not that Velveeta phony cheese food processed garbage. Real grated cheese.
That's right.
And they would use their two hands, you know, to just grab a bunch and then and reach the hands over from the cheese pan over to the top of the spaghetti. And my mouth was watering as I was watching them prepare that, and then I would eat it all. I would gobble it up. I would inhale it within probably 2 minutes.
What I would do is I go
with a fork.
Do you remember?
I didn't inhale the fork. I mean, I used the fork.
Right.
To,
remember, you know, they had that condiment bar there in the corner where you put your own pickles and chopped onions and if you would for the burgers. So I go there and throw some of the chopped onions on there.
Right. Okay.
Excellent.
Right, and I didn't like onions. I don't like things that crunch, and I don't like sweet things in my entrees. Sweet things are to be reserved for desserts only, for me. Okay. Onions are okay if they're cooked and they're not crunchy.
Fresh is best.
So anyhow, does anybody know what happened to Three Way Chili? Is there a similar story that anybody out there can share with us? Where has Three Way Chili gone?
Oh man, Oscar got retired. He went out. Remember the old guy, the busboy they had there forever?
Yeah, the English guy.
I thought he was Manoff's so many years ago. He's probably the owner. He's doing the humblest job.
Yeah,
this is the old guy he gave a job to, but they kind of backed it up with all the rebuilding of Santa Cruz. I guess they retired. And then came Mike Soul Food, the black dude from L.A. He's a bumping businessman. Every night he'd run out of food. I said, man, where are all the brothers and sisters around Santa? He goes, oh, man, they'd be hanging out in the window, man. People give me bad vibes. They'd tell me I'm a sellout. That'll be Uncle Tom. What? Michael, that guy's place is packed every night. He gave up and left town. Now it's another taqueria.
I don't get it. What do you mean it was packed every night? Places that are packed every night don't pack up and leave town.
I have no idea why, but I go down, man, he had real soul food.
Wait a minute, Dave. Dave.
Like soul food.
There's a caller. It's Ed in Santa Cruz about three-way chili.
Maybe you know.
Okay, hold on here. Let's see what Ed in Santa Cruz has to say about three-way chili. Do you know something I don't, Ed in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, but I do, Michael.
What?
Three-way Manoff's and the Silver Spur, which is out in SoCal.
I knew that Silver Spur used to be Manoff's number two.
Well, it was the same, but they were relations. They ran the thing, and they went away. Well, three Manoff's sold. Silver Spur was sold to Linda, who used to run the place in Linda's down near Seabright.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she has a lot of good specials at noon sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes she has three-way chili.
Call her. Get her on the phone. What's her
name?
Let's call her right now. What's her last name?
I don't know, but she's on. They're working right now. The restaurant's open.
Well, let's call down there. Dave,
I know what day she has three-way chili.
Let's call. I want to call.
She'll answer.
What's the name of it?
And ask for
Silver Spur Ranch.
Silver Spur
Ranch. You know, I was going to mention that, even if you hadn't called, but I on it, and I've eaten there a few times. They've got really good food, and the place is always packed.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's always packed, so they don't need any advertising or anything
that,
because their food is really good. But I did not know. I mean, I thought that whoever bought it, you know, weren't licensed to get the three-way chili.
Oh,
to
have
she
got everything. She uses that. She has her own stuff, which is good. But they always have good specials, but that three-way chili, occasionally, I don't know what day she has it, but she'll know.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, as soon as you get that, he's calling out right now. Okay,
and you know me, I'm the old radio guy.
Which Ed?
The old two-way.
Oh, that Ed.
Yeah, that Ed.
Okay, Ed. Well, thank you so much for calling.
I
appreciate it. So, you know, you're going to make these. My listeners are going to make this the happiest day of my life because I don't like anything as much as I like eating special things that I think are gone. You know, the best thing about losing something that you're just sick over is how good you feel when you find it, if you find it.
Yeah.
You know? And I have found it. It's like, I've found it, Kunta Kinte. I've found it.
Well, listen, Ken,
I found the wonderful dressing from, with the big chunks of tangy tomatoes.
Oh, I know you did. Yeah.
And now I might find the three-way chili again.
I think you will. I don't know what day, but she does have it.
Okay. The Silver Spur employee is ready to get on the air here. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. All right. Which Silver Spur employee is this?
This is Sandra.
Sandra.
Yes.
Is it true? This is MZ. We're on KSCO live.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true, this rumor that I've heard, that you guys serve three-way chili that from the old Manoff's Rancho Burger recipe. Is this true, or is this just a vicious rumor to tantalize me?
Vicious rumor. I wish it were true.
Oh.
The old owners of the Silver Spur, that was their specialty.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That and their apple pie with gooey stuff they poured on it.
What? Awful pie?
Apple
pie. Oh, apple pie, excuse me.
With a wonderful sauce.
Uh-huh.
So, well, yeah, that's a rumor, but, you know, we could try, I suppose.
Well, do you know who they are? Listen, I think Tom Manoff is still around. Dave, would you look in the phone book and see if Thomas Manhoff is in the phone book? Manhoff.
You know who's walking towards me right now is the owner of the Silver Spur. Would you like to talk to her?
Sure.
Okay, if her name is Linda.
Okay, oh, good. It's the famous Linda.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. What is your last name so we can know it? Because I was asking when the person
Hopper,
did.
Hopper.
H-O-P-P-E-R. Okay, great. Yeah, I understand you have a wonderful restaurant. I mean, I know that you have a wonderful restaurant there. And, you know, lines don't lie because there's always a line there. But I want to have three-way chili like Silver Spur number two used to.
We have it sometimes.
Okay, so wait a minute. Is it the real recipe? I mean, is it sort of like a kludged recipe of three-way chili?
Well, I change it a little bit.
All right, when will you have it next so that I can come and tell you whether it's the real thing or not? I mean, it might not be the real thing, but I might like it still.
You could, yeah, that's right. It might be better. You never know.
Oh, no, it couldn't be better. couldn't be better.
The most requested dish from the old menu, I got to tell you.
1:30 today, maybe?
No, how about a week from Wednesday?
Why do I have to wait that long?
Okay, all right, I will. It's a deal. Whatever it takes.
Okay.
And if you change your mind, I'll give, well, call KSCO if you decide to make it sooner.
Okay.
475-1080.
All righty.
All right, Linda, good talking to you.
All righty, bye-bye.
See, isn't a telephone a wonderful thing, ladies and gentlemen? But listen, let's not mess around. Let's not mess. Did you find a number?
No, I couldn't find it, but I think I saw it in the Rolodex up front.
Manolt?
I think I've seen that. I've seen that name up there somewhere.
You're kidding.
No.
Why would it be in the Rolodex here?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, fine. Yeah, if you can, any way you can find it would be great. So, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda's down there by Dave's Market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is really special here? You know, I mean,
well,
whether it's gone or not.
Green Valley Grill's usually good if they're not. They're always full though.
Green Valley Grill is excellent.
And you know what?
You know,
being in Wattsville, these working people, a lot of them are farmers, ranchers. You can't fool them.
Uh huh.
They ain't gonna go there and get ripped off. Get a big plate. It's real food because farmers know their goods. When they go out to eat, they want to get their money's worth.
I have never had a bad meal at Green Valley Grill.
Exactly.
Ever. And in fact, I honestly think that at this point in time, the best hamburger in the county that I know of is at Green Valley Grill.
They serve you
a fresh baby greens salad, you know, with dressing of your choice. And it's, you know, right on the little clear plastic thing that they serve you. They serve you that, I guess, if you're taking it to go, which I
do. Well, I'll tell you, a couple weeks ago, Sunday, I did go to Tabachi on Airport Boulevard. No, not Airport, excuse me. Green Valley, yeah. It's where Gold of West used to be.
Yes. It used to be little Black Sambos, right?
Well, I don't think so. I know that back in the 70s and part of the 80s, Golden West was a California chain. Sambo's was kind of regional.
Yeah.
They were kind of competing. Golden West, Sambo's, all around the same. They were like the alternative to a Denny's. They're more like a Denny's IHOP.
Yeah.
But Golden West used to be there across from the Big Lot Shopping Center. That was called Tabachi's Family Restaurant, but I was there 2 weeks ago. They have a homemade burger. It starts off at a half pound, but it's like seven something. You go one for a burger, but it is
burgers at $10 or more.
I believe you get them even the freedom.
Oh my God!
What?
There is a phone number for Tom Manhoff.
You're kidding?
Yeah, there is. It just popped up on the screen like magic.
Who did that?
Well, Dave did. I guess it was in the Rolodex, right, Dave? Was that right?
Richard and Watsonville pass those on.
Oh, Richard and Watsonville. What would we do without Richard?
Richard's good at wire, believe it or not.
He really does.
He don't have a computer, but he's good at wire.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see if I can... let's see. 0489. Okay. Okay, yeah, let's see if this... It's 10:30 on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. It's MZ and the Saturday Special with Dave at the controls. Oh, come on. I hope... Please answer.
You have reached 438...
Here. Wait a minute. I hit the wrong button. Did anybody hear that? Okay. All right. There's another phone number. Should I call it?
Why not?
Okay.
Hey, remember a few years back in the 70s, they had that heavy set woman that cooked all day during the lunch shift?
Yeah.
She used to turn that food out, man. Unbelievable. Talk about
old style
hard worker.
This is Todd, I think. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, is this Todd?
Yes, it is.
Todd, it's Michael Z at KSCO, and we're on the air.
Okay.
Now listen, the reason I'm calling is because I I got to have a three-way chili. I got to have a three-way chili. I need a fix. And your family, you know, is, I think your family is still around because you're still around.
Oh, yes.
And how much would you charge to make a three-way chili for me?
Or a batch of it.
Yeah, or a big batch of it.
A big batch of it?
Yeah.
Ay, caramba. Yeah. I don't know. We actually make batches of it every so often.
That was a crude question to ask. It doesn't matter. Money is no object. Whatever it is, it won't.
Whatever it is,
it's a deal. You sound like you got a gaggle of kids here.
Yes.
How many kids do you have now, Todd?
Oh, I have two. There's friends over, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I called your dad's place. And it just rang and rang, and then maybe they're on vacation or something.
Yeah, they're out of town for a few more days. So.
Do you know the recipe, or is it only in your dad and mom's head?
No, actually, I still think I can remember it.
Listen, we're talking about things that were really special that don't seem to be around anymore, and what we can do as a radio station. See, to me, that's the supreme public service that we could do here.
Wait, Michael, I got a brilliant idea.
What? That's Dave Allen.
Maybe he can... either lease or license that to the California Grill people. They already have pasta there. They're homeowners. They might have a deal there, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, that's the talk. But listen, Todd, I'm serious about that. You know, I got to have my fix. I really miss it bad.
Yeah, I know. You're not the only one. We get that all the time, actually.
Yeah. So anyhow.
We're going to eventually do something about it here.
Good. Please be in touch with me, okay? And let me know. No, you don't have to. It's me who's coming after you because you have what everybody wants.
Okay.
So I'll be bugging you.
Sounds great.
Thanks for not minding us putting you on the spot here in front
no
of everybody.
Problem.
You take care. That was Todd Manhoff, who's son of the Manhoffs who ran, and actually grandson, because Tom Sr. And his wife originally opened the store, Manhoff's Rancho Burger, which is now a taqueria. Anyhow, does anybody want to call the Saturday special today and clue me in on where there is something really, really special that you can't get anywhere else?
Oh, by the way, Michael.
What?
Remember the best-kept secret, La Scuola?
Yeah, in Castroville.
They folded up. But a month later, a couple from Florida, you know, probably their 60s, bought it. They just reopened about 3 weeks ago, and they're really personal, and they're trying to keep a lot of the same menu. And they're very nice people. Tell them what you would like, they'll try to get it on the menu.
But how is the food?
I tried out. It was good. And now the meals include the salad instead of paying $5 extra for it.
This is excellent. This is good to
they
know.
They open up. They're closed Sunday, Monday. You know, Italians go to church Monday's day off. But
yeah.
They're open weekdays and dinners. And it was great. They had just opened up. Right. I go, but that place was closed. They're driving back to Monterey.
Anyhow, this is a really interesting revelation I'm having right now, Dave. Because... Because there are absolutely no callers. There's no one on the line besides you and me. And you would think, knowing that we have thousands and thousands of people listening to the Saturday special, that obviously there just isn't that much special about food at any place in particular in Santa Cruz or Monterey counties.
Yeah,
obviously. Or the phone lines would be jammed now. Huh?
Maybe they're going to have to eat.
No. The phone lines would be jammed, and they're not. So, to me, that just confirms what I suspected, you know, all along, is that, you know, there isn't anything. Okay, we'll broaden it. Not just Santa Cruz County, not just Monterey County, not just San Benito County, Silicon Valley, the Bay Area. Anything that's really special that you can only get in one particular place.
Hey, remember back in the 60s, 70s, right in Felton?
Yeah.
That place called, what's it called? Heavenly Burger, I think it was.
Heavenly Hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a nice place.
Well, you go on Graham Hill Road, you turn left onto the main street in, you know, Highway 9 in Felton, and two or three doors to the left is Heavenly Hamburger. That was pretty good. Yeah, I agree with you, but it's not there anymore. What is there?
Another taqueria.
All right, Mike in Corralitos has some comment about the best burgers. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I would have to vote for the wooden nickel, the nickel burger.
That's right across from the place we're talking about in Freedom,
yeah,
right?
Down the road from Green Valley Grill.
You know, Mike, I never thought, I used to play music there back in the days. I never thought about that place as going for lunch. I think of it as like a bar, club, you know, grab a burger and party out at night. I never thought about going there for lunch. Good idea.
Right.
Oh, the food there is so good. You got to check that out. It was voted best in Santa Cruz County one time.
Really?
Right above Green Valley Grill. It's not the same kind of place, but the
best burger in Santa Cruz County?
Well, just best food, I think, or something.
The Wooden Nickel. Really?
Wooden Nickel. I mean, I'm telling you, the people that know go.
Right.
So I would definitely throw that.
Well, good. Thanks, right. Coralitos, Mike. We appreciate it. 479-1080 is the phone number. Maybe that's why we didn't get any calls. Did I give the phone number?
I don't remember.
All right. Well, that's probably why.
You know, Mike, the Wooden Nickel.
Yeah.
People
know that. Anybody who's listening to this, who's listening to this station knows that. Who's on the line here? Who is this?
Who is this?
Hello.
Hey, Val's Burgers in Hayward.
What burgers in Hayward?
Val's Burgers.
V is in Victor. V-A-L.
V-A-L.
Val's Burgers. And where in Hayward?
On B Street, right at the base of Kelly Hill.
You know, yeah, it always used to bug me, and it still does. And I go there quite a lot because I have a place up there in the Bay Area, so I'm always going on Highway 880, and I'm always going under this very irritating freeway sign that says a street, you know, a street in San Lorenzo.
No, A Street.
Well, it says a street. And why doesn't it tell me which street? No, it just says a street.
There's A Street. I used to live off of there.
There's A Street, B Street, C Street. You know what I mean? A Street.
Oh.
That's like seeing everything in California is going to lie.
They're not very smart.
I thought it was a street all this time, all these years. Since I was a Cal Berkeley student.
No, wait a minute. Who's the guy?
It used to really bug me every time I go through. It's still, well, now it won't anymore. Because you're saying it's not a street, it's a street, like ABC.
Who's there on the phone right now?
Hey, this is Frank.
Frank. Speaking of A, we're San Leandro. What about Nation Burgers?
Awful. Awful gagging, greasy,
really?
Garbage burgers. I'm sorry.
Val's Burgers, they give you the milkshake in the tin. It fills up your glass three times.
Yeah. Okay, by the way, so Val's Burgers is on B Street, and what's so good about Val's Burgers?
It's char-broiled. It's the beef that they use is, I don't know, special blend. It's just huge burger. Get a Papa Burger, and it'll kill you.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
479-1080. Where's the best pizza? Where's the best samosa?
And this is the bypass Saturday special.
This is a terrible day, ladies and gentlemen, because it's raining and pouring outside. Can you imagine how this is affecting the economy? I mean, the farmers market out at Cabrillo College, it's gotta be a what do you call it?
A ghost town. A lot of people get those umbrellas, those little portable canopy, little tent canopy things, you know, where you fold them open.
Right.
Like 5 minutes, you get a 14 by 16 foot little tent roof.
Hi. Yeah, so anyhow, listen, Dave, we're going to have to take a little commercial now, and then we'll continue with the Saturday special right
best
after.
Best pizzas, okay.
Huh? Yeah, best pizzas or something like that, okay? So, Dave, are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay, so let's play the commercials here. Thank you.
This is Bill Lambert of Lambert & Son Moving, 831-420-0419. Your local, family-owned and operated full-service mover. We service the entire Monterey Bay Area, both for local moves and for relocations throughout the state of California. Our staff includes a lady that I consider the most skilled packer in the region to protect your valued fine china, crystal, and fine art. Lambert & Son Moving also handles commercial moves and have relocated facilities as large as 60,000 square feet. Call Lambert & Son Moving at 831-420-0419, 831-420-0419, to schedule a free no-obligation estimate. I will even bring 10 free moving boxes when I come out for your estimate. That's right, 10 free boxes.
Tell my daddy at Lambert & Son Moving at 420-0419.
If you're blind or visually impaired or know someone who is, this message is for you. There are new resources, services, and support available. If you would like to learn more about these resources and gain access to them, plan to attend the Low Vision Expo. It could change your quality of life. The Vista Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired will be holding a free event on Saturday, September 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Loudon Nelson Center in Santa Cruz. There will be seminars on the latest technologies, treatments for macular degeneration, and issues relating to diabetes. Talk with representatives from various support organizations. Make a reservation for a complimentary lunch served at the Low Vision Expo. Call 458-9766. That's 458-9766 to reserve your free lunch Saturday, September 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Loudon Nelson Center in Santa Cruz. For more information about this free event, call 458-9766.
Tired of monkeying around with broken sprinkler heads and smelly lawn mowers? Weeds and dry patches make you scream, growling over your decision to put a plant the size of an elephant in the space the size of an African hedgehog? Navigating your way through the maze of gardening and landscaping options and maintenance for your home or office really is enough to drive anybody wild.
Hi, I'm Randy Quilici, owner of Quilici Gardening and Landscaping. If anyone knows it's a jungle out there, it's us. We've been offering complete maintenance and landscape installation for residential and commercial properties since 1982. It's easy to let things get overgrown and out of hand and keep putting off adding that special water feature you've wanted for so long. Let us help by taming and shaping your landscape into something you'll be proud of. Call me at 425-5269 or visit us at QuiliciGardening.com.
Quilici Gardening and Landscaping, because without them, it really is a jungle out there.
World War II is coming to the airwaves of KSCO with the broadcast of locally produced War in the Pacific. Get in the mood and tune in Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 as happy hour host and history teacher Charlie Friedman and author radio guy Michael Olson take you through the big war year by year. Monday, tune in at 4 p.m. for 1941. You'll hear stories about the attack on Pearl Harbor from local Pearl Harbor survivors like Hal Reichert from the USS Dale. Authentic period music from Charlie's 78 RPM record collection, discussion about the political and military situation throughout the Pacific, and you'll have an opportunity to answer the question of the day, which is, did Roosevelt know that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor? Get in the mood and tune in. War in the Pacific, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on AM 1080's Happy Hour.
Is that our cue to come back?
That was our cue to come back.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
Hey, Z, we just had a call from somebody that's at the farmer's market over at Cabrillo, and he said everything's fine. The vendors are out there. There's a little drizzle, but there's plenty of parking. Everything is covered.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
They're having a good time out there.
All right. Well, excellent. So good. So do we have a lot of people at the sale here? We can't see.
I don't know. I'll go check it out.
Yeah, listen, if you want to come. Hey, did we play that ad, Dave? Did we play the ad?
I don't think we played it.
Let's
on
play
this
it.
Hour.
Let's play it right now. Let's play it right. You could pull it up, right?
Sure. Just
play the ad and then we'll and then I'll just sort of add to the ad, okay? And we just play the ad one more time, or maybe one of two more times.
Attention, attention, attention. Coming this Saturday and Sunday to the garage at your favorite radio stations, News Talk AM 1080 KSCO and Oldies 1340 KOMY. The second annual Youngevity product blowout sale. Holy cow, this is your chance to sample such wonderful liquid products as Rebound, Cocogevity, Nature's Way, Pollen Burst, Ultimate Youth, Tangy Tangerine, Vitali. Heck, we'll even let you swallow a pill or two. Seriously, though, folks, we are somewhat overstocked, so it's time again to offer you some terrific values on fresh products for your health, weight management, skin care, and sports and sex endurance. Discounts so huge, it's probably against the law to advertise. So whatever your plans are this weekend, make sure you stop by KSCO at 2300 Portola Drive, Santa Cruz, anytime from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday or Sunday, and leave with a load of great products.
Dave, made a gesture that makes me think there's nobody at the sale. Is that right, Dave? Is that what that... Did you look outside the window?
Yeah, I looked outside the window, and, yeah, there's not too many people out there yet. Oh. Still kind of early, though.
And is it pouring rain outside, or did it stop?
Nah, unless you're a sissy, it's just a little drizzle.
Okay, and I'll tell you what. If you come on down here, you can sit in your car, and if you don't want to sit in your car, you can sit in the radio station and be in our studio audience. You can't come in the room here, because it makes me nervous when someone sits and looks. They can look at me through the window, it's okay. But if they hover over me in the studio here, not cool. Do you mind it when people hover and look at you in the?
It kind of bugs me too.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, back here I feel like a monkey on display sometimes.
A monkey on display. Hey, you want to give us a call and tell us about the best food of any particular kind anywhere? You know, in Monterey Bay Area or San Francisco Bay Area, do so. 479-1080. What else is there to talk about today? You know, why not? This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. Hey, Lynette in Aromas.
Hello.
What you got for us?
Well, hey, I was figuring that you guys would know the present-day whereabouts of the best Italian cooks. These guys had started Michelangelo's years ago, and then they moved over to Bella Napoli on Water. And now we can't find them, and I'm wondering if you guys knew where they were at.
I have no idea, but maybe someone in our vast listening audience does.
Okay, well,
and
that's
if they want to give us a call. And now I got to write this down. What were their names? You remember?
I don't remember their names. It was a pair of Italian gentlemen who were just fabulous, and they started Michelangelo's in, I believe it was Soquel, and then they moved over to Bella Napoli on Water, and then they kind of disappeared and.
Is Michelangelo's on Soquel still there?
I don't think so. I think the building is still there.
Is Bella Napoli still there?
No, that's a new restaurant.
See, when the chefs go, the restaurants go down the toilet too, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Both those places are now owned and operated by somebody else, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But we've yet to find those guys again.
Right.
Don't know if they split up and one went somewhere and one went the other.
Well, Don in Santa Cruz has some Michelangelo's information. Don't you, Don?
Thank you.
Oh, wait, don't go.
Lynette. Oh, okay.
Don, you're on. Hello, Don, you're on.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. The button said you were on, but you weren't.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. What were you going to tell us?
Gaetano Balsamo opened Michelangelo's in Capitola, sold it, opened Cafe Bella Roma downtown Capitola, then opened Cafe Bella Napoli on Water Street next to Cragen.
Right.
But that's now closed, and another Italian restaurant is open there.
So are they still working the Bella Roma?
Bella Roma is open in downtown Capitola by the Esplanade.
Right. So they're still there. They're still doing that one.
Yes, Gaetano is there. He's great.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
See, now, this brings warmth to the cockles of my heart.
Well, I'm Italian, so I know.
Feel that we're doing a real service.
Yeah, got to go to Bella Roma. Gaetano is excellent.
He is. He's the best, isn't he?
But unfortunately, Bella Napoli was great, but closed.
Well, what happened to the partner? Or was it a brother?
No, that was Giovanni was the partner in, I forget Giovanni's last name, but Giovanni was the partner of Gaetano at Bella Napoli.
Yes. So did he end up somewhere, or is he gone?
He's local, but I don't think he's still local, but I don't think he still has a restaurant.
Oh, that sounds...
Or they're not partners anymore, I don't believe.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you, Don, about that information. Here's Pete in Portola.
Thank you.
You bet, Lynette.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Pete in Portola has something to say about local food. I can't really... Oh, he's still on hold here. I mean, he's still being answered, so that's why I can't... bring him up here. Dave is still talking. There's somebody on line four. Who is this?
Steve Irving here. Pleasure, Pete.
Steve.
Yahoo.
Steve, yeah. Of Pleasure Pizza.
Steve of Pleasure Pizza. I was calling up to let you know where there's a good pizza place.
Where?
It's on the corner of 41st and Portola in the Pleasure Point surfing area of Santa Cruz.
You know, this is just like the good old days, but there's no political statement in this ad. Here, go ahead. If you're going to do the ad, do it right. I mean, it's the least you can do, you know, tell us.
Shrimp pizza and a field of pesto. We got barbecue chicken. We got veggie supreme. We've got a Rage, which is just enough to blow the wax out of your ears and make your hair sweat. And we got a fine pepperoni and just a basic cheese pizza.
The Abyss was always my favorite with the shrimp and the garlic. Oh, God.
Oh, and you like pesto and feta cheese, too.
I sure do. That's exactly right. God, pleasure, Steve. But what I was talking about, besides the ad, the ads that you used to do on this station were political statement ads, and then you would just sort of nicely slide segue into them. By the way, come and see me at Pleasure Pizza, you know. You would say things about, you know what.
I'd say things about family, God bless America. We pledge allegiance to the flag, but we pledge things to our kids, and are we standing up to what we pledge to our kids, and, are we making this country greater for our children and our grandchildren and people we interact with, or are we just doing the best we can to make their life or moment a little better?
Yeah. See, and you were the first advertiser on this station who took my advice about personally making your own ads, because I've always felt that the most effective ads on this station are the ones that are personally voiced by the passionate owners of the businesses being promoted. And you did it in such a creative and unusual way.
Well, you helped me with that, Michael.
Yeah.
You helped groom me, tutor me, and together, we came up with something that was real fun for the community.
People love to do business with people whom they feel that they know. And when you get to be a personality on the radio station, either by calling in on a talk show like this or in your ads when you're an advertiser, man, I mean, people love to do business with people like that instead of just some, go to some place where the big-voiced announcer says, we have the best prices and the finest quality and this and that.
Well, that's when we quit being a mom-and-pop business and we try branching out. And it never seems to, if you stay mom-and-pop and local and like a neighborhood hangout, that's the secret to a lot of businesses.
Right.
Where you know people, hey, how's the fishing trip go? How'd you camping this summer? Hey, how was your anniversary? And people keep wanting to come back. But if you don't know people or interact with people, they look for other places to go to.
Exactly. And it helps if you have really good food, too, which you do. So that's great.
I just wanted to call and say hi, and God bless you, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Ditto, pleasure, Steve. Appreciate it. Hope to see you one of these days.
We will.
Take care. See ya. Goodbye. Here's Pete in Portola that I tried to get on before.
Yeah, how you doing? That's actually Keith, not Pete.
Oh, it says Keith in Portola. Where's Portola?
Oh, I'm on Portola Drive. I just drove past the station.
Oh! what Dave meant was Keith on Portola,
there
not Pete in Portola. I was thinking, is someone listening to us from Portola Valley?
No, but you know, last week I got you up in Yosemite at nighttime till about, just before the sun came up, I could listen to KCO in Yosemite.
People do not realize what a blowtorch this radio station's transmitter is. I mean, and tower in the lagoon. The reason that Vernon Berlin built the transmitter, built the transmission system in Corcoran Lagoon, is because of the electrical characteristics.
It's called a ground plane, and it actually works very well.
Yeah, it multiplies the signal. All the engineers tell me by at least a factor of five. So our 10,000-watt output from our transmitter gives us the coverage of a 50,000-watt radio station.
Yeah,
see, people
don't
realize that.
I was really surprised. It was great to listen to Good Morning Monterey Bay up in the Sierras in my car in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's an honor to talk to you. My father actually worked there in the late 60s selling airtime.
Really?
Yeah, so I've been in the station several times. I come by once in a while. I've got the dog that wears sunglasses. I come by and say hi to Rosie in the morning. Most of the morning week people know who I am.
Oh, all right.
But I was calling because I found what I believe to be the best steak. I eat out four or five nights a week.
Uh-huh.
And matter of fact, you're advertising their Oktoberfest, the Tyrolean Inn. I was really surprised. I mean, I eat at the Hind Quarter, they have a good steak. But the pepper steak up at the Tyrolean Inn was the best steak I've had anywhere, bar none, last week. And I went back up there last night to have it again. Unfortunately, they're not doing it because they're having some Oktoberfest, which was quite good, too.
This is an outrage.
I know, but I
maybe actually, it'll be back. But that it wasn't like a special or something. It was on the regular menu.
Oh, it's on the regular menu, but I went last night, and during their Oktoberfest, they're not doing the regular menu.
Right.
But I wanted to bring up something. I don't know. Did you read the Sentinel a couple days ago about the water department draining the West Side water storage facility?
No, I didn't. I didn't read the Sentinel.
Okay, well,
tell us about it.
They're draining it, and it's emergency water for about 80,000 residents. And it's sort of ludicrous. They're draining it into the ocean in the middle of a drought. Of course, I mean, where it's raining today, thank the Lord, but that's going to barely affect us. But they're draining it, and then they're going to spend $25 billion to build a new tank facility. And the reason they're saying they're draining it is because the aluminum roof is sagging. Well, if they drill a couple holes, put a couple airbags in there that we use to, like, say, raise ships, fire companies using it to lift cars off people. You know, it's just like a fancy pillow that's full of air.
Uh-huh.
It would lift the roof up, save $25 million in repairs, and we still have emergency water.
Right.
I guess you'd have to read the article. It was 2 days ago on the Sentinel, right on the cover.
Okay.
But it's sort of ludicrous to be in a drought and have the water department saying they're draining our water.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for letting us know, Pete. If you want to give us a call, it's 479. You can talk about anything you want. It says my son and I love pleasure pizza. Dave.
That's from me.
Oh, that's from you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pleasure pizza.
Everybody loves pleasure pizza. Okay. If you don't love pleasure pizza, you are a turkey. Maryland and Santa Cruz Mountains. Hi there.
I have three places I would like to tell you about.
Okay.
One is in Aptos.
Yeah.
And it's called the Windjammer.
Okay.
And it's in that shopping center where Safeway is.
It's a bar.
Well, right in the back there is where the bar is.
Yeah.
The bistro.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They have a variety menu, and then they have specials for each day.
Wait a minute. You're talking about what we affectionately call Shea Dick after Dick Little.
Okay. Could be.
Now it's really called the Rancho Del Mar Cafe. That's what you're talking about. But see, what I want people to call us about, not just a place, you know, to get a free ad or something like that, but a place where they have something specifically really good.
Well, they do.
Well, what?
They do. They have Julie, the waitress who used to be at Tanny's for so long.
Oh, okay.
They closed in Capitola. And,
I meant
and,
the food, not the people. That's okay. Go ahead. If they have special people, too.
And I said they have a variety menu, plus they have specials for each day.
Okay.
And it's better than Lions. You know, Lions has closed.
And you're not lying about that, I can guarantee you.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
And so the other place is and near the movie house there in Aptos, and they have a name, something like Hamburger Factory.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they have the most wonderful salad you could ever imagine. They use special vegetables. The greens are all special.
Hamburger Factory where? We've only got 20 seconds.
It's right there near the movie in Aptos.
Okay, Hamburger Factory. Okay.
I think that's the name of it, but anyway, the salad's out of this world.
Okay.
And the third place is the New China Buffet.
New China Buffet.
In the old building called the Mansion in...
I went through there in Watsonville on Main Street, right? In the old part of Watsonville. I've seen that.
And there's parking in
Maryland,
the back.
Thank you for calling. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, 11 a.m. Here's
you.
Fox News.
Thank you.
News Radio, I'm Rod Fritz. The controversy is getting hotter over the upcoming visit to the United Nations and Columbia University of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
On the eve of his departure, he threw a parade filled with missiles and arms pointed in one direction. Ours. The parade held outside of Tehran was a snub at the West and a message to Israel, showing off his nation's military might described as just a small part of Iran's capabilities. The Iranian leader told the crowd that threats and economic sanctions would not stop his nation's progress.
Fox's Laura Ingle. For its part, Columbia University says it will not back down over the invitation to allow Ahmadinejad to take questions from students. A new program to begin in New York State allowing illegal immigrants with with valid passports to get a state driver's license. It's drawing a lot of fire from conservatives.
In an attempt to make New York's roads safer, state officials have okayed new rules allowing illegal aliens to get driver's licenses as long as they have a current and valid passport. Governor Eliot Spitzer says the new policy is also about inclusion.
The change will bring immigrants out of the shadows and into a system which creates public records that, if necessary, can be accessed to ensure that we know who is here and we give people a real identity.
But Republican State Senator Marty Golden says it's a security nightmare waiting to happen.
The cell could be here today. There are cells across this nation. And you know what? We just made it easier for them to get a New York State license.
Marjay Tashina, Fox News Radio.
President Bush upset with Democrats over a health care measure aimed at protecting uninsured children. In his national radio address today, he says he'll veto the $35 billion package, but Democrats say the program is needed.
If the administration is serious about solving our health care crisis, it should be expanding, not cutting back this program, which has made private health insurance affordable for millions of children.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced. Warming, cool change.
Hey, you know that cup of coffee you buy on the way to work each day? Why not use your own cup instead of a styrofoam or paper one? Not only do travel mugs, for example, keep your coffee warmer, some coffee chains may even give discounts if you bring in your own mug.
And think about this. Americans throw away 25 billion styrofoam cups every year, and styrofoam doesn't break down for 500 years. So if you lined up all the styrofoam cups that were manufactured every day, they'd circle the earth.
And if you do a simple thing like putting your cream and sugar in the cup before adding the coffee, which will mix it in anyway, you help save the 138 billion straws and stirrers that are thrown away each year in the U.S.
Be aware of our environment.
And do your part to make a difference.
More tips to combat global warming with a cool change are ahead on Fox News Talk. Call it the Wrigley Field of college football. Tonight, a tradition will end at Harvard Stadium.
When Harvard takes on Brown under the lights Saturday at home, it will be a first for the Crimson's football program. The lights are part of a stadium renovation that started when field turf replaced the grass before last season. Originally built in 1903 in a national historic landmark that mixes elements of Roman and Greek architecture, Harvard Stadium has a special place in football lore. In 1906, reformists led by President Theodore Roosevelt went looking for ways to soften what had become a brutal game. They considered widening the field by 40 yards to open up the game, but they couldn't because the Harvard stands were already in place. So they approved the forward pass instead, and the rest, as they say, is history. Al Gattulo, Fox News Radio.
Far from over, the Phil Spector murder trial now heads into a third week of deliberations.
Jury instructions were broadened Thursday, and jurors went through deliberations all day Friday with no verdict.
Well, the fact that the jury was out all of Friday when they'd already been hung 7-5 does suggest that it's possible there might be some movement.
Law professor Stan Goldman says if there is a conviction after new instructions, it would most certainly be appealed and stands a chance at being overturned.
That's Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal covering the trial in Los Angeles. In other celebrity justice stories, the O.J. train keeps on rolling along. First, more charges, then the bail hearing accusing him of involvement in the alleged armed robbery of sports memorabilia collectors in Las Vegas. And all along, the media circus growing bigger and bigger, but that's not surprising to some.
O.J. is the story that just keeps on giving. It's never a disappointment. He is always there when you need him.
New York Magazine media critic Michael Wolff. And the calendar may say September, but in Munich today, it's Oktoberfest. Early today, the city's mayor joyously tapped into the festival's first barrel of beer. Nearly 13 million pints of beer were downed during last year's Oktoberfest. I'm Rod Fritz, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You've got it tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's Saturday, September 22nd, 2007. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast. Today you can expect cloudy conditions along with occasional rain showers, plus a possibility of thunderstorms. High should be around 65 degrees with winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, followed by partially clearing conditions, lows around 52 degrees and winds light and variable. Today out there on the bay, you can expect southeast winds up to 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon, with wind waves 2 feet or less and a mixed swell northwest 3 to 5 feet at 9 seconds, and south 1 to 2 feet at 17 seconds, along with widespread showers. Currently outside the station, it is 55 degrees. The time is 11:06, and it's time to take you back to hour number two of the Saturday special with your host MZ right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Dave, what kind of bumper music is that? What is that?
That's Dr. Dre.
Oh. You use that a lot? I just never heard it before.
Yeah, I've used it a few times.
It's sort of weird. It does kind of grow on you, though.
Yeah.
You know what I hate? You know what I can't stand this radio station? The good morning Monterey Bay thing. It goes It does that for 10 minutes before, and they don't talk. It's like they're wasting the valuable airtime.
I don't know why they do that.
People are saying that's exactly what we've been doing for the last hour here, talking about, you know, things like best pizzas and best burgers and stuff. I don't think that's a waste at all. I think people want to hear that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good information to know when you're hungry.
And I feel good that we're doing it. Ginny Sullivan, Ginny, welcome to the studio here at KSU. Here, put the headphones on so you can hear. Can you hear me on the headphones?
Yes.
Okay, good. And you can hear you too?
Okay.
Ginny Sullivan is our sale lady extraordinaire. She is putting on the sale, the blowout sale that you've been hearing about every hour for the last 5 days on the radio, which is what ensured that the rain came today and tomorrow. But we don't care. We're gonna take lemons and make lemonade out of it. Are we gonna not only make the discount greater than it has been, are we going to, if we have to, are we going to pay people to take the stuff away from us?
I don't know, but they're awfully happy with the prices that they're getting.
They are happy with
the
prices?
Yes.
So what's the largest sale you've made so far today?
It's over $2,000.
To one person?
To one person. She's she's a new distributor, and she's very excited, and she's taking the products, and that was fun.
Now, and this is fresh stuff. I mean, it's not expired stuff or anything.
That's right.
But there is some expired stuff that you can get at a super discount?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, there isn't – expired stuff isn't bad. I mean, like one day it's good and then the next day it turns into poison. It's nothing like that, right?
That's right.
Why do they even have expiration dates on these products?
Well, seriously, I think it's because of FDA.
Yeah, but I mean –
yeah, but if that makes a difference. But I think people just feel better to think that it might expire.
Yeah, but if it does, like the minerals, for example, I mean, minerals, they don't need to be refrigerated. That liquid minerals do not need to be refrigerated. It's the least expensive product if you pay the full wholesale price, which is $18. Is it $18?
$18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a bottle of minerals. And if a person eats nothing but a bottle of minerals, just, you know, a couple, two or three tablespoons of minerals, either direct if you can handle it without gagging because it tastes horrible.
Oh, it tastes like lemon. It's okay.
It tastes like lemon?
Yeah.
I love lemon.
I do too.
Some people drink the liquid minerals straight?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, somebody bought one that expired in 05, and I said, well, let's taste it. And I tasted it first, and
right.
It tasted like lemon, tasted like the fresh stuff.
Yeah, and actually, you know, when it's in the ground, it's thousands of years, and it doesn't expire. In fact, if anything, it gets better, but it probably just does neither. It just stays the same. So if given the choice between buying something that's expired and saving a whole ton of money versus something that's still fresh, you know, that hasn't expired yet, what would you do? Or does it depend what it is?
It depends upon what it is. I would buy the expired, but sometimes with the orange-flavored bottles and the product, it turns darker. And some of us just don't like to drink darker things that should be orange.
You mean the more racist among us?
That's right.
I see.
Yeah, but you know, it's just your personal choice.
Right.
But I wouldn't be afraid of it, and no one is afraid of it. People always start with the expired and then goes to the current.
You know, people listen to Doc Wallach on Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and you know, they call him up with their health challenges, and a lot of people say he sounds like a snake oil salesman, because no matter what your health challenge is, he says, you know, I'd take the pig pack, and then, you know, depending upon what their health challenge is, he tells you to take this and this and this and this on top of the pig pack. Well, the reason he tells you to take the pig pack is because everybody needs all 90 essential nutrients and minerals and
exactly.
So forth, and to have optimal health. Now, a good salesperson like Doc Wallach is, can sell anybody anything once. And if it doesn't work, they're not going to buy it again. Now, so many people get on auto shipwreck. So many people live on this stuff. I mean, because they really believe in it, because they've tried it and it's made them feel better. I mean, I wouldn't have gotten into the business myself, you know, because Dr. Wallach was nothing more than a paying advertiser for probably two years or so before I decided that his message needed to be on in prime time, not just buried at 7 in the morning on Saturday and Sunday when most people are sleeping, you know. Anyhow, so we've been doing this now for like 11 years, I think, right? So you've got the special sale today because we do have it overstocked. And this is we've got both expired product for really cheap, inexpensive prices, and the perfectly fresh stuff for deep discounts.
Definitely.
Yeah, so come on down to 2300 Portola Drive. Say hello to Ginny and the crew in the garage. And if it's pouring rain and there's a big long line of people, which I don't think there will, but if there is, then you can come in and visit us here at the station.
Good.
Thanks, Ginny.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know what we have to do? We have to start hour number two officially here. So let's just do that.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby.
Are you as out of control as most people are? What is it about these days that makes everybody so busy?
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Okay, it's the Saturday special. We're beginning hour number two thereof. We're going to be on the air right up until noontime. If you want to call us and take part in the program, no guest in particular, we're just talking about stuff. It evolved into a discussion about delicious kinds of foods, you know, that you can only get in one place or another. And it's a great opportunity to call and share with everybody something special. You know, whether it's in Santa Cruz County, Monterey County, San Benito County, Santa Clara County, Contra Costa County, Alameda County, San Francisco County, San Mateo County, Sonoma County, wherever you want. But, you know, within driving distance or something. Now, if you want to call and say where the best pizza in New York City is, we're not going to stop you from doing that, you know, or the best lamb shank, you know. You don't have to. But
hey,
so,
Z.
Yeah.
We just had a call from a caller who wanted to know if you accept credit cards or don't you?
Yeah, hey, we do.
You do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what are the major credit cards? There's MasterCard. There's Visa. There's Amex or American Express. And there's Discover. Those are the four credit cards that we accept here at KSCO. If you want to pay for your vitamin products or your weight loss products or your meal replacement, high protein, lose weight type products, essential oil products, we're getting into the energy drink business. Hey, have you heard of the Monster and Rockstar and Red Bull? Of course you have. I mean, these things they sell billions of dollars a day of these energy drinks, you know, that are full of caffeine and sugar and so forth. Well, we are getting into that business, too. The only thing is, our energy drink is not going to be fraught with caffeine and sugar and all kinds of stuff that's bad for you. We are coming out with a healthy energy drink. And in a 12-ounce can, I believe we're only going to have 5 grams of sugar. Sugar is bad stuff, you know. I'd rather there was no sugar in it, but 5 grams isn't bad in 12 ounces. And there might be just a trace of caffeine in it, but it's so small, it's such a minuscule amount that you don't even have to list it in the ingredients. in our can of stuff that's coming out. So, and unlike the other stuff, which is not healthy for you, I mean, it's really bad for your health, all that other stuff. Our stuff is going to be really good for your health, or it's certainly not going to be bad. It's going to give you a buzz, but not an unhealthy buzz, and it's going to pay you for turning other people onto it. Now, Coca-Cola doesn't do that, and Red Bull doesn't do that, and Monster doesn't do that, and Rockstar doesn't do that. Okay, give us a call at 479-1080 if you want to talk about food or anything else. It's an open mic program. Brandon in Santa Cruz. Hi.
Hello.
Brandon in Santa Cruz.
Hi.
What you got for us?
I had a couple places to name quickly. Personally, I'm one of those people, and I'm sure I'm not the only one in this area, who kind of has to watch my money as far as what I spend on food. And I think best bang for my buck, I always like to go to Joe's Pizza and Subs. Right there on Water and Vance 40. I'm sure a lot of people know of it. They have affordable sub sandwiches that always fill me up, and I'm a pretty big guy. So I'm sure there's other big guys out there that know what it's like to spend $6 to $7 on what feels like a couple bites. So I vote for Joe's for a good-sized sub sandwich.
Great. And what kind? What's your favorite sandwich there?
Oh, the 33 is a pastrami, bacon, and cheese, which I sometimes call the heart attack sandwich, but it's so good. it's really good. Me and all my friends used to live near there, and we
the heart attack sandwich. This
well,
is good.
It's a good thing. It's a you gotta have it in moderation. But man, pastrami bacon and cheese all together at Joe's. It's a great place too if you haven't been there. Joe's usually there, the owner.
May I ask you a personal question?
Go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
What are you worried about heart attacks for?
Well, I'm at that stage in my life where I'm starting to realize I do need to start thinking about health, and it's never too early, and, you know, the beer belly is appearing. I'm
good.
Trying to pretend
good.
It's
okay.
Not.
Okay, now, obvious. I mean, it's a very, very intelligent and mature answer to that foolishly asked question. So I apologize for asking you that question, but sometimes I say and do stupid things.
Completely acceptable. And if I could squeeze in a couple more places, I'll make these a little quicker. I think my favorite burrito in Santa Cruz is Santa Cruz Taqueria. And they actually have two locations, one on Mission and one on Soquel. And again, I just think it's a good burrito for the buck. It's like five something for a super, and it's great. And they have a real unique green salsa that's actually mixed in with guacamole. That's the reason why I go there. So, if you're into trying interesting salsas, I would say check out the Santa Cruz Taqueria green salsa. Fresh every day, and it's amazing.
Right. Wow. Good.
Lastly, if I could squeeze it in.
Yeah.
if anyone likes Thai food, Thai Orchid on Mission has a wonderful Tom Kha Kai soup. And if you're into Thai food, you know that's coconut milk.
Is that right across from Fair Avenue? Or is that a different
Yeah,
kind of place?
It's very close to that. It's next to a Chinese place. It's called Thai Orchid. It's on the closer side of Mission towards downtown. Wonderful food and the best Tom Kha Kai, if you know that soup.
Sure. Yeah, it's coconut and lemongrass and so forth, right? Yeah.
I've taken
and
some
chicken,
there.
Wonderful chicken, usually, right?
It's a great place to eat, good service. So just wanted to add my 2 cents to the food program.
Well, thank you so much, Brandon. You listen to the station very much?
Oh, very often.
Well, this is good. Yeah, this station has a great TSL. It was, we say in the radio business, time spent listening for people who tune in and they just stay tuned in. You know, it's not like some music stations where people tune in and tune out and so forth.
I used to listen more to another station, more Bay Area. I won't name it, but I really enjoy just listening to local people with local tips, and it just kind of feels like that hometown station. I love it.
Yeah. Well, great. Hey, thanks very much for adding to our programming today, Brandon.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Here's Saint in Hollister. Saint, I'm used to hearing you with MZ and Roy.
Yes, of course. But now I have to tell you, Progreso, there's a restaurant, and then they have a tamale factory that is really great tamales. If you want, you go in there and order, if you're having a party, the best tamales in the world, and it's a great restaurant. And right across the street, on 3rd Street, off of San Benito, is the Baylor's Market. If you want a burrito, it is the best burrito it's made.
Right. Wait a minute. That's in East Santa Cruz off of Soquel Avenue, right?
No.
Where is it?
Hollister.
Oh, it's in Hollister. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's
Hollister.
Okay, well, thank you for making that clear, because I misunderstood. So it's in Hollister on Benito? What'd you say?
San Benito is the main street.
Okay.
Down through town, and then on 3rd Street. Uh-huh. And right across the street is the Hollister Market that makes the best burritos that you'll ever have for $2.74. It's huge. It's made right there, and it's really great. But Progresso's has their own tamale factory, and they do great tamales.
Is your radio wet? My microphone has a bunch of drool all over it.
No. Come over to Progresso's. The restaurant is really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot of good restaurants here, and I won't go into all those.
Okay. Well, thank you, Hollister Saint. You are one. All right. So we'll talk to you next time. 479-1080 is the phone number to call if you want to call your favorite radio station. What a presumptuous thing to say. But I think most people listening to us do consider us their favorite radio station. Am I right, Craig in San Jose?
Yeah. Hey, Michael. Did I hear you right?
What?
You yourself are going to start a new energy drink, you and your family?
No. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. No, the Youngevity company, which is owned by Dr. Wallach, and he keeps buying other companies and other companies and other companies and other companies. He's vowed to be bigger than Amway someday, and he's well on his way, actually. They have just recently acquired an energy drink company, and I was talking to Doc this morning, actually. Dave and I were talking with him, and he says, in the next week or so, it's going to launch. And, the energy drink is going to be unlike any other energy drink. It's going to give you, like other energy drinks, it's going to give you energy, but it's not going to do it in the dangerous, nasty, gnarly way with a whole pile of sugar and caffeine.
So
you know, each one outdoes the one before it by giving you more sugar and more caffeine.
Yeah, but you mentioned that it's going to just have less sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to tell you, I don't want to tell you how to run your business, but... You know, here's a suggestion. Why would all the healthy, especially a guy like Dr. Wallach, why would healthy sweeteners out there, would he use sugar? I mean,
he doesn't. Oh, well, but there's a little bit, I guess, in the thing.
Yeah, I know, but why have any? Why not advertise no sugar, just like maybe agave?
There are some people, Craig, who believe. Now, I don't know what to think. I do believe that sugar in excess is bad for everyone. Now, what constitutes excess? I don't know. Maybe the 5 grams of sugar in this energy drink that I'm talking about is too much. But I don't think so. When it's 35 or 45 grams of sugar in the average Coca-Cola, let alone more than that, I believe, if I'm not wrong, in the typical energy drink.
Yeah, but listen, so, with healthy, I can go to that little Staff of Life. It's on Water Street,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And I love their bakery because they don't put sugar in anything.
In anything at all?
Anything in that bakery.
So what do they use, stevia for sugar?
No. They use agave. It's it's from a cactus,
yeah.
Mexican-type plant, I think. Maybe somebody else knows a little more. But, there's stevia, but I like this agave. I mean, there's even a little bit of honey.
Right.
Even a little. So I don't know. I mean, it's Dr. Wallach's business, but if I was him, at least... Maybe I would make I'm probably in the vast minority, but if I see sugar on the label, I don't buy it. I like unsweetened stuff. Like
great.
Unsweetened iced tea. A lot of people like unsweetened iced tea. And I don't know why the guy would want to just have a line with the sugar. Okay, I see what you're saying. Sugar, you know, there's less sugar in there in Coca-Cola, but I mean, there's it's an additive
right.
type of thing. You have a little bit of sugar in this. And then a little bit,
I know that sugar is really bad for me. I have a type 2 diabetic condition, actually, that I got to really watch. If I do plenty of exercise, you know, working out at the gym or, you know, running or walking. I don't run very much, but I like to do long, long walks and hikes and hike up hills and stuff like that.
That's good.
That's where I do most of my best business deals are on a hike and a walk.
But you're in the greatest area for walking.
Yeah. No, it's great. But but I am a sugar addict. I mean, I admit it. I'm a talk radio addict. There's a lot of things I'm addicted to.
Well, check out the Staff of Life and just buy a few things. You know?
Okay. All righty. Thanks, Craig.
All right.
Appreciate your call. Here's Tony in Watsonville. Tony, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
How's it going?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to make a comment. Is MC?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
It's the Tony I know from the club.
Yes, it is.
All right.
I've been sweating it out yesterday.
For those of you who did not happen to hear Tony with Bill Graff about a week and a half ago on the Wednesday program, really, really interesting man who has a part-time gig at Gold's Gym in Watsonville. I mean, this guy is built like Schwarzenegger. You know, and I walked up to him once as a brand new guy at the gym and said, "Will you show me how to use some of these machines?" And he says, "Well, yeah, sure." But I was listening to him training, you know, somebody else. Very nice man. And I found out that he has another life, and that other life is as a repo man. I said, "You're a repo man?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, gee, I'll bet business is really brisk these days because there seem to be an awful lot of deadbeats out there, an increasing number of people who don't pay their bills." And he corrected me and made me feel very bad. What did you tell me, Tony?
There's a lot of hurting people out there, and it's a lot of times just the economy is no good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to congratulate you. I seen you sweating and swimming, and I don't know if you know out there, but MC is in pretty good shape for his age. He's in really good shape.
For someone who's 55, I mean, it's not horrible. No. But, I mean, if I was in one-tenth the shape that you are, I'd be a much happier man than I am now. I mean, this is great. But listen, Tony, you've got some really you're a pretty complex individual. You have a really interesting past and a very interesting present, you know?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about some of your what you were sharing with me. Tell our listeners the story you told me yesterday.
Well, yesterday it was kind of funny. I had this report just faxed down from Las Vegas where my company is, and I'm like, okay, so I drive up to this place and I knock at the door and pops out Lupe, which is my ex. Next door neighbor that I've grown up with, and I'm just like, I know you. She's like, "Hi, Tony, come on in." I'm just like, no, I'm here to take your car, but.
Oh, God, it's gonna be awful.
She's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know, you're behind on your payments, but I'm not gonna take your car, Lupe. Just, you need to make your payments." And it was just so funny walking in, you know, opening the door, and she throws out her arms, and I'm like, "Hey, I know you. You used to come over to my mom's house and have coffees in the morning when I was a little kid." But, you know, it's just crazy out there.
You've got a million stories like that, and you point. I mean, there really are an awful lot of people who are losing their jobs.
Oh yes,
and it's for. Oh my God, it's Bill Lovejoy and his orchestra. Bill, he just walked into the studio here. And
are you?
I'm sorry.
Jennifer Squires.
Sit down here. Welcome. Jennifer Squires from the Santa Cruz Sentinel. I know that name. And Bill Lovejoy and I were in high school together. We used to call you Big Bill Lovejoy. Now we're going to call you Shadow Bill Lovejoy because there's nothing left of you but a shadow. How'd you lose all that weight?
I stopped eating.
Here, get the microphone, Bill. Come on. Now, he doesn't want to go on the microphone. You look like $1 million.
Thank you, Michael.
It's terrific.
Nice to see you.
So, I guess I know why you guys are here. I think I know why you guys are here.
Yes, it came true.
What?
We were talking about yesterday, what you dreaded today.
Not dreaded. You know, it's just a little different. We made the announcement. I felt a little... yesterday was sort of a weird day. It was the 60th anniversary of KSCO going on the air. September 21st, 1947. So yesterday was September 21st, 2007, anniversary number 60. And it was a great day because we, during the Noon Balloon program, the first hour of which was a produced program produced by Bill Graff and Don Husing, both of whom have worked at this radio station throughout all three ownerships. And they put together just a wonderful look back at the history of this radio station, you know, including floods and earthquakes and, you know, local emergencies and so forth. And so yesterday during the morning show, Rosie wanted to interview me. And at the very end of the morning show, I said, I have a little news scoop for you. And she said, well, what is it? And I said, I'm getting out of the broadcasting business. I figured this is a great day to announce it. And that was the end of the program. And, you know, nobody took it seriously, but it is serious, folks. KSCO is going to be for sale. And the reason is because it's been, it'll be 17 years at the end of January. I bought the radio station because I got kicked out for making a fart noise on KSCO on January 4th, 1967. And at the time, I was a high school kid, and we were in high school together, Bill Lovejoy and I. And I loved radio and this radio station more than anything in the world. Other people live for sports, and, you know, and I was this nerdy kid who lived for doing the high school Santa Cruz High on the radio show, Santa Cruz High on the Air radio show each Wednesday night. And one day, we had done what we thought was the best radio show ever, and Mr. Berlin, who ran the place that day, those days, for 39 years, came into the room and said, Zwirling, you're through. And I said, why? You don't make a fart noise on KSCO. This is a dignified radio station. He said, it wasn't a fart noise. It was just a Bronx. It was a raspberry. He says, well, nevertheless, you're done here. And everybody thought that that was so there were about half a dozen other people who worked on the high school radio show with us back then, and they thought that that was all sort of unfair. So what they did is they resigned in protest. So there was no set high school radio program. That made me feel really good. So I vowed that someday I would own this place, because the best way to keep from having your radio show taken away from you is to be the boss. So it took about 26 or 27 years, something like that, but it happened on January 31st, 1991, and I planned to get old owning and operating this radio station. The only thing is I didn't plan for it to happen in 6 months. I mean, you know, it's this place is a tiger by the tail. I mean, it really is, especially for somebody who doesn't know squat about business. And
MC.
Yeah, Tony.
Why don't you tell the audience what you told me last night, what's in your heart?
About what?
About what you want to do with the rest of your life.
Well, I just want to, what did I say? Give me a clue here.
Remember you were talking about, you know, you put your whole life into this business and you've never taken a time for a relationship?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've always been married to my work, whatever that was at the time. It's always been sort of a passion, whether it was video production, whether it was real estate investment and brokerage, whether it was broadcasting, whether it was network marketing. And, you know, life has sort of passed me by in many ways. In some ways, I have the most exciting life in the world that anybody can imagine, because I have always found a way to make a living out of something that I was passionate about, okay? And how many people can say that? Most people hate their jobs, and they're stuck in a job that they hate because they have to make a living, they got to feed their family and so forth. I've never been married. I never had my own family. Got great, great extended family, you know, nieces and nephews and everything, and it's a very warm and loving family that I have, but I've never had my own nuclear family. Maybe it's time to do that. I don't know. All I know is that I truly believe that you know when it's time to move on. Okay, if a wise man once said to me, I don't care what it is you do, if you do the same thing long enough, sooner or later you get tired of it. Now, what I've gotten tired of here at KSCO is being responsible for the business. I'll never get tired of being on the air and doing a radio program on a station like this. Just interacting with the audience. That's something that's special. That's something that's different. It's something that doesn't exist in too many places. Sure, there are talk radio programs that are national shows. There are local shows on KGO. There are local shows on this station. I think it's really neat for people to be able to connect with a host, and for people to be able to get on the air and have their voices be heard in an unedited fashion. When you write a letter to the editor in the newspaper, you know, there's a good chance that your letter won't get in. And if it does get in, it's it may not be the same letter that you wrote. But with talk radio, when someone calls a talk radio show, they're unedited, essentially. I mean, they get to say whatever they want, and hopefully, you know, they won't say something that's profane or something that can get you in trouble and you lose your FCC license and so forth. But in any case, I decided that now is a really, really good time. And so KSCO and KOMY will be up for sale. I would hope that we could find a buyer for the station that will want to continue the tradition of running these stations as local community-oriented stations, particularly KSCO, which is the talk radio station. I don't know whether we're going to be able to do that. You know, the growth in broadcasting is going on in ethnic broadcasting right now, like Hispanic radio stations and Vietnamese and Indian, just about anything but English speaking. I mean, it's sort of the demographics of our whole country is changing big time. And I believe that, you know, when the word gets out nationally that this jewel of a station is for sale, it's in Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz is a relatively small place.
How far does it reach, MC? You're telling me?
KSCO can be heard from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield. I've listened to it all the way to Tahoe once or twice.
I had a few friends driving to Bakersfield when you had me on the radio about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And they said they could hear it all the way to Bakersfield.
Yeah, wow. It's true. That's
the blessing, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a much bigger state. It's a regional station that happens to be based in Santa Cruz, and I'm tired of the business part of it. I'm tired of being responsible. I'm tired of the headaches of the day-to-day business. I think somebody else is better suited to do this business than I am. And if I can make a deal with someone who lets me continue to be on the air doing a Saturday special or an occasional program, that'd be the best of all worlds. People have said they love my mother's commentaries. She's been under the weather. She's at Dominican Hospital now, recovering from a very painful couple of back surgeries. But for those of you who are wondering, you know, why you haven't heard Kay's commentaries, that's the reason. She'll be fine, you know, thank God. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks here, she'll be back to her old feisty self here, and you'll be hearing her on the radio. And maybe the new owner of the station would want to have Kay's commentaries on too. So that's what we want. That's not necessarily what we're going to get, you know, but I'm ready to move on from the radio business part of radio. So that's the story, pretty much. And if anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
I think you should open it up, MC, and have just the community. Why doesn't everybody from the Here's the Radio Station has and MC has made an impact in their life? Just call him up and thank him for little things he's done. So let's do that.
Well, listen, you know, come on, I don't know. No one's calling. So.
Brother, have faith. Have faith. You've inspiration in my life.
Oh,
and
man.
I've
only known you a couple of weeks. It's amazing.
Yeah, but the funny thing about if I was to look at you, you know, you're down to earth. You know, you don't walk around with a big halo. You float over the ground, you know, and you're just down to earth. You know, and that's what attracts people to just regular Joe.
Well,
has a voice.
I got to tell you, I think it's a shame what's happened to radio broadcasting in this country. And it was all because of greed. It's all because of corporate greed and government lobbying. The Communications Act of 1996 has destroyed media in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for the internet, which has brought back, you know, a new frontier. And the government and the corporations are trying like mad to destroy that too. And I don't think they're going to be able to do that quite as easily as they've destroyed the radio and television broadcasting business, where there are no stations like this left because they can't afford to be stations like this. I mean, it's very difficult for it. It's a very high overhead business to do talk radio. What'd you say, Bill?
Yeah, it's much like the newspaper. We're owned now by a large conglomerate.
Yeah.
The McPherson's haven't owned the paper since 1992.
You know, we're subjected to a lot of things that the family never did, never thought about doing.
Are you willing and able to give an example or two?
Well, they cut the newsroom staff 20% on the 1st of July.
Wow. Yeah, okay. And, you know, something else that happened to me this last week, I was going to share with people. There's this group called Broadcast Legends. It meets once every three months, so quarterly. There's four meetings a year. It's held up in Berkeley at the DoubleTree. And I'm a member of that group. If you've been in broadcasting for, I don't know, 20 years or 15 years or something like that, you get to go. And, you know, if you're not a member, they're not going to turn you away. Anyhow, James Gabbard was the guest speaker of this last Wednesday's meeting. You know that name, Bill? Yeah, James Gabbard is the guy who is given credit for being sort of the father of FM radio. The guy's 72 years old now. He's sort of like me in that he's a character, and he's just a wacky sort of guy, but he's unlike me in that he's a brilliant engineer. He's a brilliant business person. He's a brilliant talk show host. He's a brilliant personality, and he's a wonderful visionary. And this is a guy who I've wanted to meet all my life, and I finally met him on Wednesday at the Broadcast Legends meeting. Also at the Broadcast Legends meeting, I met the I've known Brad Cava. Brad is was up until recently the radio columnist for the San Jose Mercury News. And guess what happened to Brad recently? You know, same thing that happened to people in the newsroom. You know, I mean, this guy's an institution, and boom, you know, with one decision, probably made 3,000 miles away, you know, that's the end of your whole livelihood. You know, and so Brad's doing other things right now. He's doing a great blog, I think Radio Soup, if I'm not mistaken, Radio Soup blog. If you do a Google search on Brad Cava blog, it'll come up, and so forth. But yeah, Bill, you probably remember back in 1973 when I was working for the cable television company here. It was a cable only TV station. It wasn't broadcast, and that was back in the days when Santa Cruz, California had the largest cable television system in the country. I don't know. Soon after, you know, when cable TV got really big, we got to be relatively small compared to big cities and so forth. But I had the job, just the absolute dream job. I got paid for having so much fun putting on a 30-minute nightly news feature program for people to watch, and I just had the blast of my life getting paid for interviewing the Capitola Wharf drunk, you know, at the end of the Capitola Wharf, just having fun. And people and getting a big ego, walking around town and people recognizing me because, oh, you're that guy who interviewed the Capitola Road. That was a great interview. Stuff like that. And so, but one day I got called into the boss's office. And he said to me, this is a boss who loved me. Every day he would tell me how much he appreciated the good job I did and how everybody at Rotary Club said, hey, those guys are doing a great job there at the local TV station. You know, take good care of them. He always would. But then he called me in to lay me off. And I said, why? You're always telling me what a good job I'm doing. He says, this hurts me more than you'll ever know. This is not my decision. My boss, 3,000 miles away at corporate in New York, says we have to do a corporate cutback. Man, talk about being devastated. I lost the job that I would be doing today at the age of 55 for minimum wage and being thrilled about it. If that hadn't gone away. So what I thought was the most devastating thing that could have happened to me actually turned out to be the best thing that could have happened to me. Because when I had time to reflect, I realized that even when you do a good job for somebody, when you least expect it, you know, the same person slaps you on the back and gives you compliments every day is going to fire you. Through no control. I mean, something he didn't have any control over. So that's no way to live. And I learned at the tender age of 21 that I got to make my own way in life. And the best way to make my own way in life is find something that I'm passionate about and figure out and just go into business doing it. You know? So that's what I did. at the age of 21, I decided that I would make videos for people with the then brand new technology of portable video production equipment. So I started a little business called Applied Video Enterprises, which later became Michael's Whirling Productions, and I made corporate videos for people to train, for companies to train their employees or promote their products, not broadcast, and had a blast. It was wonderful. Anyhow, I think it's really neat for people to follow their passion. And if people do that, if people can identify something, I would really encourage them to do their own business, whatever it is. Just do figure out a way to make a living, and you can do it if you're passionate. The money will come. It just does. So anyhow, you're listening to the Saturday special, 14 minutes before 12 noon. Stand by, Tony. We've got Tony in Watsonville on the line. We've got Billy, Billy in Watsonville. You're on the air, Bill. Billy. Hello?
Actually, this is Rory in Watsonville.
Oh, Rory in Watsonville. Okay.
That's okay. Quick three restaurant.
Okay. Right. Okay. Sure.
If you don't mind.
No, we're talking about really, anything today.
For really elegant and high quality, and maybe somebody's already said it, is that Sparrow. Cafe Sparrow, is it?
Yeah.
In Aptos.
Okay. I've heard that's, yeah. I've eaten
yeah, Cafe Sparrow is very good.
Uh-huh. What in particular? Not just, the restaurant. You got to tell us what to get at the restaurant.
The filet mignon.
Okay.
Any of the filet mignons is over the top. Very good.
Right.
You won't regret it.
Okay.
And then Cafe Aromas. No, Aromas Cafe. And Aromas is very good.
Okay.
It'd be the old Adobe Kitchen. It's now.
And what do you get there that's special?
They actually expanded their menu, and they brought in some Mexican food on top of kind of American, French, continental. It's good. It's all fresh ingredients that makes it really good. And then in Moss Landing, I think it's the Sea Harvest Restaurant.
That's a great place.
Okay,
I've eaten there
know.
Exactly twice, and the food was fabulous each
very
time.
Very fresh. Good.
Yes,
makes a restaurant is fresh ingredients.
Yeah.
And people that know what they're doing. So that was my little restaurant plug.
Okay.
The other thing is, did I understand you correctly that you're putting the station on the block?
Yep, both of them. Yep.
Okay. I'll make a prediction.
What?
You'll sell them, and then you'll have seller's remorse, and you'll go, man, I really missed all that stuff, and then you'll buy them back.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? Okay, whatever.
That's it, Michael. Your efforts over the years have been appreciated, and it's a unique...
Thank you. Hopefully the station will continue as it's been, because we got the best crew you could ever have in a million years, okay?
That's right.
So, all right. Thanks, Rory. Here's Scott in Boulder Creek. You're on, Scott.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
I have an idea about the station, but first of all, I wanted to say a couple things. There's a need for freedom of speech in this, the belly of the beast, Santa Cruz. There's a lot of people who are passionate about it. And, for this reason that you've stated that you want to move on, to raise a family or at least think about
a relationship.
Well,
who knows whether it'll be that.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I hope that that's what it's for. For this reason, it's a good thing. But this is my idea. To make it a public, for example, a public station that you, for example, could sell shares for $1,000, 2,000 people...
No, thank you, Scott.
$6 million from
me. No.
Not for $100 million.
I'm not interested in further complicating my life. I don't care.
No. We're talking about buying it from you.
No. I don't care. I don't care about.
Don't you want to sell it?
To a nice clean operator, not a bunch of people who I don't have time to sit down for. No, neighbors can never agree on anything. There can never be. I appreciate it. I love you, but I'm not interested. Thank you, Richard and Watsonville. You're on the Saturday special.
Mike.
Hey, what you doing?
See, I'm all right, man. I haven't talked to you in a long time, but air shares, huh?
No, I'm not interested.
Not interested. It sounded kind of wild to me, too, but when Steve from Pleasure Pizza called up?
Yeah.
I thought about what he used to do.
Yeah.
And half of those commercials qualify for public service announcements.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
I don't know why we didn't give them a public service announcement, commercial rate kind of thing. Do that with
a lot
of advertising.
We did. Now. We did. And I've been twisting Steve's arm for the last couple of weeks. Well, every time I've seen him, which hasn't been very much, over the last decade, he hasn't.
But you
were
right on about that shrimp pizza. That's to kill for, man.
Yeah, it really is.
And that Sea Harvest that Rory mentioned.
Yeah.
Out there at Moss Landing, what blew me away was everything's the same price.
Right.
Now listen, what if we can't sell this radio station?
I'm not concerned about that. Not concerned about that. There's a lot of interest already.
Really?
Yeah, and it hasn't even gone out nationally. There's some
been
local
interest
since already.
The time
but
you bought it though.
Yeah.
But there's more interest in it now?
Yes, since the news story. So we scooped the news story yesterday.
Well, yeah, but Charlie's, saying it's sick.
We're not even talking about any of that kind of stuff at all. Anyway, Richard, got to go. There's more callers, and there's only 10 minutes. And
all right, man.
Appreciate
care.
It. You take care. Here's Larimore. Hi, Larimore. There's only one Larimore, and I know him.
That's a little hard. That's a hard, name is a little hard to disguise, isn't it?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I didn't quite know you're selling your station there, but
I decided to do that. Well, I decided a few days ago, but decided to tell everybody yesterday, and on the occasion of the 60th anniversary of its birth.
Well, the reason I'm calling is to make sure that you know that there are many people out here that appreciate your family's contribution to the voice in Santa Cruz and the region. It's been very much appreciated by many of us out here. A mega thanks to you.
Oh, I appreciate it, Larimore.
Now, I'll tell you the other thing. Is the reason why Tony and others are so appreciative of you as a person, I spend quite a bit of time with you in one-on-one conversations. And for those who don't know, the Michael Zwirling on one-on-one is precisely the Michael Zwirling on the air. And I think that's the truth of your personality coming through is frankly neat. You, of course, have the normal you apply the discretion that's appropriate for civility, but otherwise the things you talk about and your personality are identical on the air and in person, and that's a precious asset for the community. So thanks a lot individually, and thanks for your family for being there.
Hey, my favorite expression, or one of my favorite expressions, is comes from the Popeye the Sailor Man. And you know what that is. I am what I am, and that's all what I am. You know?
Got it.
Yeah. Hey, Larimore, thanks a million. But for those of you who don't know, Larimore used to host a program on this station about 14 years ago or thereabouts, maybe 15, called Dominican Dialogue, back when you were the medical director of Dominican Hospital.
That's right.
And then you got kicked upstairs as in administration of the whole master organization, CHW, Catholic Healthcare West. Is that what it was?
It's called Long Downhill Slide from KSCO.
And then you founded some companies of your own and built them up, high-tech companies, software companies, and pretty cool. So you're my kind of guy too, Larimore. I love people who are entrepreneurial and who are creative and who are just plain nice folks.
Well, good luck in your next endeavor, Michael.
Thank you very much. I hope I'm not away altogether. I'd like to be like the people here at KSCO. I want to be their friends, not their boss. I want to have a show. I want to be with them. I don't want to be their boss anymore. I just want to be associated in some way. So I appreciate it, Larimore. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Here's Bill in Watsonville.
Hey, MZ. I'll second his sentiments, too.
Thank you.
I called about some restaurants. About once a month, my wife and I go to Half Moon Bay on business. And it's very famous. There's a hotel there called the San Benito House, and they have a sandwich shop in there that they bake their own bread.
Ooh.
And the sandwiches are out of this world. But also, they're on the corner of Main Street and Mill Street. Well, right across Mill Street from the San Benito House is a Japanese restaurant called Sushi Main Street, and they're excellent, especially the sushi.
We will duly note that. When you've brought up Half Moon Bay, makes me think of we have a Miramar here, which is pretty good on the wharf. But they have a Miramar there that's really special. I mean, the food is fantastic. And it's not on a wharf, but it is on the water here at Half Moon Bay. Yeah, every time I've eaten there, I mean, their seafood chowder is out of this world. And, yeah, really good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Thanks for bringing up Half Moon Bay, Bill.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good one. Ozzy in Scotts Valley, welcome to the Saturday special. There's only 5 minutes left. You're on.
Oh, Michael, I just want to know if Kay's Dwellings commentary is going to be part of the condition of sale that remains on air.
Oh. Okay, well, you know, we got to get her doing some more. But, yeah, if the new owner will have them, they'll be welcome. I mean, they'll be that'd be great.
It's one of the highlights of the day.
You know, you could have blown me away with a feather when we had Doris Day on a few weeks back. Did you hear that? We only had her on for 10 minutes at the beginning of a program that was supposed to be talking about aminals, you know, and aminal rights and so forth. And you know, for most of the few minutes that she was on, she raved about my mom. And she,
I know, and I really appreciate her, because I think that 99% of the time she's been so accurate, and so...
Ozzy, I feel awful. You're complimenting us, and I love hearing it, but your cell phone is breaking up. This is just awful. Can you call us back on a landline or something so I can continue to have you compliment us? And I can hear it? Oh God! Well, there goes Ozzy and Scott.
MC, could I make the best restaurant for me?
Yeah, Tony, go for it.
You're gonna laugh, but the best place I like to go eat is Wendy's. I have a baked potato, a grilled sandwich, and a cup of chili.
What's wrong with that?
That it's the best. It's the best meal.
Why would someone think that's unusual? After all, you know, these places didn't get to be big places by putting out crummy food.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Wendy's got my choice.
Right. And we don't have one in Santa Cruz. There's one in Freedom, right? That's probably the only one in the county. Where else is there a Wendy's in Santa Cruz County? Just there?
There's in Scotts Valley, there's one.
Right. Anyhow. So, yeah. Well, gee, thanks for calling in, my friend. And I'll see you at the gym.
See you later, brother.
Yeah, all right. And, that was Tony... Tony Romo, not Tony Roma, a place for ribs, but Tony Romo. And he is a combination, how should we say, I don't know, just say he looks like a bodybuilder. He definitely looks like a bodybuilder, but he's a trainer type, good guy who shows you how to use the equipment and stuff at Gold's Gym in Watsonville. And he's also, he has a day job of... being a repo man. And boy, if I ever had to have anything repoed, I would want this man to be my repo man, because he has a heart. And it's nice for there to be some people out there in that kind of a job that have a heart. And he sure set me straight when I made a comment about how many deadbeats there are in the world. And he said, you have no idea that there are a lot of good people. Just because people... or having doesn't mean that they're deadbeats and don't pay their bill. It more likely means that they are having really hard times, and it's very sad, and you need to cut them some slack and not think ill of people that you shouldn't think ill of. What a guy. Rich and Salinas, food for the financially challenged. Go ahead, Rich, you're on.
Yeah, hi, this is Rich and Salinas. It's food for the financially challenged that don't have those $92 for those Michael Olson restaurants. Hometown Buffet in Salinas, you can stuff yourself. And if you don't have that kind of money, then you can go to Burger King, get those Junior Whoppers. That's 92 of those for that one meal. And if you're really financially challenged, Dorothy's Kitchen is free in Salinas, the soup kitchen.
Oh, my God. We have one of those here in Santa Cruz, too, don't we?
They're everywhere.
Right.
Unfortunately, we're needing them.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for your call to the Saturday special. Gee, no guest today, but somehow we filled up the couple hours as we have always managed to do in the past. Thanks for listening to us, folks. Thank you for Vernon and Cyril for guest hosting for the MZ and Roy show during the week here. And we will see you next time, probably next week. And have a great week, okay? Stand by. This program will be rebroadcast tonight between 10 p.m. and midnight and on demand at SaturdaySpecial.com.
Yeah, the bee, yeah, the bee, yeah.
KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 12 noon. Stay tuned for Perspectives after Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. After a day of campus lockdown, police at Delaware State University still have made no arrests in the shooting of two students yesterday.
Police and authorities really giving no solid information about a possible motive. That remains part of the investigation right now. And they're getting conflicting and incomplete information from witnesses, not enough to put together a decent description of the gunman. So they still don't know exactly who they're looking for, and they don't know where to look. Meantime, there's a guy on the loose with a gun, and he's considered very dangerous.
Fox's Steve Santani in Dover. Two students questioned and released. The victim still hospitalized. What's scheduled to take place on the Columbia University campus Monday has people in an uproar. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad still set to give a speech today in Tehran.
On the eve of his departure, he threw a parade filled with missiles and arms pointed in one direction. Ours. The parade held outside of Tehran was a snub at the West and a message to Israel, showing off his nation's military might, described as just a small part of Iran's capabilities. The Iranian leader told the crowd that threats and economic sanctions would not stop his nation's progress.
Fox's Laura Engel. In his weekly radio address today, President Bush criticizing Democrats in Congress for pushing a children's health insurance bill that's set to expire in 8 days. He calls the current proposal a budget buster.
The American people expect their elected leaders in Washington to work together by passing responsible bills in a timely manner. I'm confident that with goodwill on both sides, Democrats and Republicans can do this.
Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell and the Democrats' response speaking in favor of that proposal. And progress is being reported in talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union. The workers' contract expired more than a week ago. And you're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
The Brooklyn Schnoz revisits the 70s in this week's edition of the Fox Light CD release roundup. Yep, Barry Manilow sings the greatest hits of the 70s, like You've Got a Friend and How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, as well as acoustic versions of some of his own hits from that decade. Gloria Estefan comes back with an all-Spanish album saluting her native Cuba, titled 90 Millas. Reba McEntire comes back to music with Reba Duets, teaming herself up with Justin Timberlake, Rascal Flatts, and Don Henley. Hey, remember MTV Unplugged? We'll look out for CD and DVD combo packs of Tony Bennett, Mariah Carey, and Bob Dylan's MTV Unplugged albums, so now you can hear and see those seminal performances. And San Francisco Nuggets 1965 to 1970 is a 4-CD set of classics and rarities from the golden age of Golden State Rock. Happy listening from the Fox Light. I'm Rob Moore, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk. Extradited former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori, now back home to face human rights charges.
The two human rights charges involving the deaths of 25 people by death squads in the early 1990s while Fujimori was president are the most serious. They're connected to the savage conflict between his government and the Maoist guerrilla group Shining Path.
Fox Radio's James Blears. After his presidency, Fujimori spent 5 years in Japan, the last two in Chile. Crowds of people desperate for food in Zimbabwe had to be stopped when they tried to kill and eat a giraffe that had come too close to the capital. The African country suffering an economic meltdown with inflation running at 7,000%. And a shortage of meat and basic foods. A California man in trouble for iguana smuggling. You won't believe where he hid them.
When you think of a hollow leg, you might think of someone drinking a bit too much. Certainly not smuggling. In California, prosecutors say a Long Beach man stole 3 endangered iguanas from the island of Fiji and hid them in his prosthetic leg. During an undercover investigation, the man told investigators he sold the reptiles for $32,000. He's now been charged with smuggling and faces up to 5 years in prison. Rod Fritz, Fox News Radio.
Honest Abe getting a makeover on the new $5 bill. Fox Radio's Chris Barnes.
A more intricate and colorful design for the five is partly aimed at foiling counterfeiters who found a way to turn current fives into hundreds.
Counterfeiters were taking our current $5 design, bleaching the ink off, and then reprinting the note to create what looked like a $100 bill.
Assistant Director of Engraving and Printing John Cameron says they've unveiled the new five online at www.moneyfactory.gov.
have. But as for releasing them, he says the money handling industry needs some time to prepare, and
we need to educate the public and the merchants on the change.
I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You've got it tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Dave Michaels. Today is Saturday, September 22nd, 2007, and your weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy conditions along with occasional rain showers. There is a slight possibility of thunderstorms. Highs should reach around 65 degrees with winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy early in the evening, followed by partial clearing. Lows around 52 degrees and winds light and variable. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today. Southeast winds up to 5 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves 2 feet or less and a mix swell. Northwest 3 to 5 feet at 9 seconds. And south 1 to 2 feet at 17 seconds. You can also expect widespread showers. Currently outside the station it is 58 degrees. The time is 12:06 and it's time for perspectives right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name's Donald Davidson. I'll be a co-host today. Joining me in the studio to host the show is Michael Shaw and his co-host, Roy Avila. We have a very special guest, Terry Hall. Let's see. Terry, are you with us?
I sure am.
Great. Thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Well, thanks. Today on the